Blog Talk Radio. The cars are reliable. Shall break every chain.
This is the subhumans new year. You know, when we gonna break this shit down real slow and easy today.
All right.
Cause we gonna get a good understanding of who Amon Yah is. But this is the new year of the subhuman. Not the human being. The human being is Amon Yah's people. April the 1st is the new year that the human beings was given from Amon Yah. Amon Yah, we're going to go through what Amon Yah's school of thought is, mathematically speaking. We're going to do it real slow. Do it in slow motion.
All right.
April the 1st is what the subhuman call April Fool's Day.
Right.
That's meaning something. We know who the goddamn fool is now, though.
Right.
Thinking that January the 1st is a new year. And that it wasn't April the 1st. There are 7 days in a week in Amiyah's week. And it goes through full moon cycles. Four times seven is what, Brother Drew?
28.
And 8 and 2 is what?
10.
That's how come me and you know that it is 28 days in a month, because number 10 said it.
Cut.
You understand what I'm saying, Brother Drew? See,
yeah, I said cut.
Number 10, which is Amon Yah's number, is mathematically goddamn speaking. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's mathematically speaking. And we're going
right.
to put the math to it. Because the only way you can find out who Amon Yah is that you have to start like Amon Yah started. And this lecture is how she started. How she got started. And we deal with 12 laws of nature, and the first law deals with physics. And the second law and the rest of the laws deal with geometry. But it's a funny thing, Brother Drew. In the Bible, at Psalm 68:4, you read that the God of heaven is Yah, J-A-H. But J-A-H was translated out of I-A-H, and I-A-H was translated, I-A-H is Greek, and Y-A-H is the language of Amon Yah, the Y-A-Ls. And that's the language that she gave us when she put us down here. After she had created us. So we're going to look at how Amon Yah created us, a human being that was called an Anunnaki, and put us down here from the 19th galaxy. And a place called Nibiria. White folks call it Planet X in 2020. So we're going to see how we was created, Brother Drew. You know what a drawing board is, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
You ever seen a drawing board? When great-great-grandpa was teaching me this knowledge, he showed me what a drawing board was, because he was a carpenter. This is where he did architectural work. And my uncle was an undertaker, had a funeral parlor. Grandpa took me down to the funeral home, and he said, "This is the last board that you would be placed up on. It's called a cooling board. You know what a cooling board is?"
Yep.
That's what they, when you're dead, that's what they put you on, a cooling board. But a cooling board and a drawing board, Brother Drew, is the same thing. It's the same board. So you was first draw it up on a drawing board. And when you go to die, you be on a cooling board. And Bob is how you sound when you breathe your last breath. Me and Brother Drew know this, because Ba is the last sign and symbol in Amun Yah's language. And when you come into existence and somebody knock you across your ass to get you here, your first word you say is, ah, ah. And we know that the first sign and symbol in Amun Yah's language is what, Brother Drew?
You said the first symbol?
That's the first time. That's the first way you sound when you first take your first breath, which is white folks call it spirit, is ruach. That's what the subhuman calls it, a spirit, but it's ruach, it's breath. Everything starts with breath. Slap across the ass, and you say, ah. And pa, which is the last sign, is how you sound when your ass die. That's your last breath. So Amun Yah got a message in her language and everything. See, Brother Drew, this what was studying the truth, this what made Amun Yah, and it's still just only pitiful few of us could understand how something has been put in a revised version and it was taken away from us. It makes me wonder why did it happen to us and we just now finding out about it. But everything was a certain time period. You had to evolve into that after you study evolution and how you come into existence. You will know through the elements of what dimension that you go through and where you come into once you get the teaching. Imagination. We're talking about Amun Yah now, the mother. At Psalm 68 and 4, you see that Jah is the God of heaven. White folks call the mother God. God is a man, is a man. And you can see how, we're going to show you how confused the subhuman was. See, they call the God of heaven, J-A-H. You see, J-A-H is in its feminine form. Y-A is in its masculine form in our language. If the God of heaven is J-A-H, it should have been J. You see where they made a mistake, Brother Drew? Because Y is masculine and YAH is feminine in our language.
Right.
Of Amun Yah. We're going to see how this white boy, he say, the God of heaven is Jah. You see how he got all mixed up? He called the mother a man.
Right.
And they pray to who? Our Father.
Right.
They don't pray to our mother.
Well, you know, them lies catch up with you.
Right. So what you supposed to be, you ain't supposed to with Amanya, you don't pray nothing. Amanya got the Holy Trinity. It's three words. Obey me, my laws. That's the Holy Trinity. Amanya. Obey my laws that I gave. And she gave us some laws. So, imagination, let's look at this word, imagination. Your imagination starts where, Brother Drew? It starts in your mind.
Right.
You get a thought, and you think on the thought. Then you sit down and plan on the thought. Then you write the thought down. And then for you to be a creator, you have to get up. And that beautiful thought that you done planned on, in your imagination, you have to create it. And when you create it, you see that the thought that started in your imagination, that you are a creator of that thought. Amanya in her imagination wanted to create a mind, her mind. In her image, imagination is a compound word, to be a great nation. She wanted to create a mind in her image to be a great nation. Now, you understand what we're talking about, Brother Drew?
Right, I understand.
Now, she realized that in order to do this, she first had to have electro energy if she wanted to produce her mind. Electro energy and magnetic energy will produce a being. So she first created electro energy and called it male. Brother Drew.
All right.
And the white boy, the oppressor, the subhuman, he calls this electro energy Lucifer, the devil. This is what he called this electro energy, Brother Drew.
All right.
That's who he called. This electro energy. Y'all said that she wanted to reproduce her mind into a being, and the only way that she could do that is that she had to have magnetic energy, which was female energy. Meaning everything that we see is female. We can't see electro. We see female energy. And she wanted to reproduce her mind in a being to reproduce how she thinks, that would think just like her, and obey the laws of how she had created you, this being. Now, this magnetic energy, Brother Drew, which is female, let's see what it got named. Let's see what the subhuman called this female energy. They first called this female energy Lilith, L-I-L-I-T-H. Which was the first wife of A-D-A-M. Put it in Amanyah's language because it ain't come into existence yet. It becomes an atom, A-T-O-M. I'm going to show you how what they did with the story, how confused they was, and how they switched it, Brother Drew, by renaming shit. This is what we're going through right now. We're seeing the difference in the truth and where a lie is. Now, when Amanyah realized that, how could she make male and female reproduce would be up under the 12 laws of nature, which once it became into a being, it started off as the four elements. And the mind, Amanyah's mind, was put inside the four elements, and that being was the fifth element, meaning your number is five, not six. Number six is man and the beast. That's the subhuman being. If you ask anybody there that tell you that, you ask them, what's the number of man and the beast? Well, so you six. Well, that's true, but that ain't you. That ain't me and you, Brother Drew. That ain't our number that Amanyah gave us. Amanyah gave us the number five, and in all sciences, the number five is your power number. And see, and when you know this, what we talking then is giving you power. You have peace of mind too. It give you a whole lot of power to overcome the mind of the subhuman. See, everything deal with mind. Everything is mind now. It's how you think. You think like Amanyah, or you think like him. So that's the difference. This electron energy, when it came into existence, and y'all started making this creation coming into existence, she gave us a numbering system, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
And this is when we get to some mathematically speaking. We were born on the 19th galaxy. This is why everything Amanyah's math school of thoughts in numbers start with the number 19. So you will never forget where you come from. And to those that is a Muslim out there, I know for a fact that the Nation of Islam teaches the number 19. They got a starter course, but it's deeper than what they teach you. I haven't seen nobody that teaches the number 19 like our group do, Brother Drew. But it is there, the knowledge is there, but it's a higher knowledge that you got to take it on up to the top right now. And everything starts with the 5W in the chronological order to the beginning. We want to know how everything began. It began on the 19th galaxy in Nubia, which is called Planet X right now. The white folks know about Planet X. It's just the people that have been conquered by them, which look like me and you, Brother Drew, but their minds have been conquered by them. They don't know about Planet X. They don't know the story that we're telling them because they got the germ from the germanic race of people. You got a germ in your body, and the germ affects your mind to the point where 85% of the people born after 1970 is mentally ill, and 45% of the children is mentally ill. Well, Drew, I talked to a lady yesterday. Her 3-year-old grandson has to take psychiatric treatment because he's mentally ill. He's 3 years old. He has to go to Baylor. He's a tyrant. He's a demon. You see what he's three, man.
I know what you're
saying. He has to go to a psychiatrist. And I done met him. He got spirits on him but it comes from home training, not being trained properly. And how was that child born? How did you bring him in? Under what conditions, and what did you do through your pregnancy? All of that shit got in that gene pool now, and it's sure. It's sure and bad. The number 19. And when we add, let us know, Brother Drew, that this is the teaching of Amun Yah. She let us know one thing. 1 and 9 is what, Brother Drew?
10.
So she let us know that this is her numbering system. It can't be changed, rearranged, and put into a version. It was here from the beginning, and it stands here forever. To eons and eons. But because you're out of time, you're 2,020 years behind time as we speak. You don't know nothing about what we say, so we're trying to get them on time, Brother Drew. Get you on time to who Amun Yah is. Now, you don't have to believe a damn thing I say. I don't want you to. You just do the research. Because most people that hear me talk about Amun Yah, it's already in your DNA. Amun Yah picking up people. We just have to send the message out, Brother Drew. You're gathering her people up.
Right.
We was coming to the 12th galaxy. The number 12 is complete. We was put on the 9th planet, which was called Apara. We call it Earth now. Amun Yah calls it Apara. On the 9th planet. The number 12, Brother Drew, is complete. So whenever you see number 12 come up, Yah say that's complete in all drawings and architectural work, because she gave us the compass and the square as a geometrical tool to build with. You can't build nothing without the compass and the square and using this mathematics. The Naaman Yah gave us, based upon the compass and the square, was number 19. 12 times 12 is 144. 1 and 4 and 4 is 9. We was put on the ninth planet, and the 9 don't change. 9 times 9 is 81, and 1 and 8 is 9. I don't care what you do with it. Add it up, it's going to come to 9. Because y'all don't never change, Brother Drew.
Right.
Y'all don't change. Now, y'all calls it a cipher, a C-I-P-H-E-R. This is what Amun Yah calls it, a cipher. The subhuman, that's your people that educated you. They call it a zero, a alt, a O, and a circle. I'm doing this off the top of my head, Brother Drew. I ain't write shit down. I don't have to.
Okay.
Not at this day and point. And a circle. This is what the white folks call it. Now, once upon a time, until after 1970, you'll see some being born because of the mixing of the seed. But when you pure Anunnaki and Yah made you, your blood would be cipher negative or cipher positive, because we have one of those dual systems of the second law of nature, laws of opposite, mean everything is in a dual system down here. I'm gonna let y'all let us know it's a dual system because we up in the second law of nature. This is calling, the white boy called it O positive and O negative. This is the blood that Amun Yah gave you. The subhuman's blood is A, B, negative and positive, A, B complex. They got some complex in their shit, Brother Drew.
Complications.
That's the subhuman's blood. You know, they got it bad. We got the same blood. Everybody bleed red. Yeah, bleed red goes when the oxygen needed it's red. It ain't red running through your veins. When oxygen meet that substance, it turns red. But this white boy here holler, we all got the same blood. I be damned.
I know that's right.
And then they made a song. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. You damn right. My blood is old positive, Brother Drew. So I know I got the right damn blood. ain't no white boy in me. No way. Everything comes from your bloodline. You see, white boy tell you, the bloodline. And every nation of people, the elite, the aristocrats who started a nation of people, they deal strictly with bloodline. England is one of the worst countries, called the blue blood. You see, African Americans don't know nothing about no bloodline, Brother Truth.
Right.
I'm and y'all's mathematical system is very easy. I taught this to Brother Drew's children when they were real young. And then they could have teach me on it. Because a student always gets better than this. If it's a good student, shitty. He don't get better than who the elder that taught him. The elder just sit back like me and laugh like hell. I laugh like hell at Keela right now. Smoking them up. What a
joke.
I'll be looking at her face. She forgot she was 30, but she was 5 or 6 years old in class. Brother Jude, Brother Blue's cheering either. I'll be listening,
right.
Looking at them on Facebook. They ain't forgot shit. They learned. My son, Courtney's here. Yeah, shit. They ain't forgot nothing they learned. We thought they were going to forgive him shit. I thought they didn't. Our numbering system starts with a cipher, which is, I speak in this language, which is a zero. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That tells you right there, and it stops. Because the next number would be 10. That's y'all's number. But y'all got 10 steps, and process that you have to go to get to her. Meaning that at 10 years old, Brother Drew, you should know the ways of Amanya. If you've been taught right, then at 10 years old, you never would go back. You know what I'm saying?
If you've
been taught right, you wouldn't turn. If you was born right and taught right, when you get 10 years old, then you would stay right.
Uh-huh.
Nothing changed your mind. Couldn't none of these, what he ate, the God foods of the God, you weren't going to break your dietary laws. You weren't going to go against Yah's will when you got 10 years old. But the numbering system took you through that. Now let's look at the cipher and what the one represents. The number one is a perpendicular line. It's made with a geometrical tube called a square. Everything in Yah's numbering system is made with a compass and a square. This is what you build with. That's another lesson, but you had to know this to understand this, the numbering system. When that cipher that's on the top of this, when you make these signs of symbol, bring them down to 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so you see what I'm talking about. This cipher is talking to this perpendicular line. That's you. That's you and me. Best way I could. That cipher is Amanya. It's 360. And 3 and 6 is what? It's 9. That cipher is made with a compass. And the center of the compass is the number 13. That's inside of that cipher. And they would call it, if they were explaining this knowledge, a circle. That's what white boy would name the site of a circle. And this, if we explaining this knowledge here, it would become a circle. And your 13th number, the number 13, is where you will see that fine point, keen point of the compass. That's the number 13. That's the center. This cycle up here is given this perpendicular line, who is you? A GDI, a goddamn individual. You're here by yourself, Brother Drew. She giving you your laws and your commandments of what you do when you go, when you get here. On the 12th, you're on the 19th galaxy now. You're on the 19th galaxy, and she explaining to you. Now, the cycle be brought right in front of that then that's 10 talking to number 1. Let you know that you are a individual, meaning that you are 90 degrees, you are perpendicular line. She let you know that she's going to reproduce her mind when you get down here. The only way she can do that is you had to become number 2, which means you had to come up with a second law of nature, and which means would be a dualist system, which you would have to be a male and a female, and it would be the laws of opposites. If it was some hot, it had to be cold. If it was some black, it had to be white. If it was some right, it had to be wrong. So up under the dualist system, what you were born into, it was a right one way and a wrong way. It meaning there wasn't no damn in between. Because when you put an in-between in there, my daddy taught me that's the little white lie. Nigga, you either is or ain't, he would tell me. Don't tell me about something that I would say. Nigga, you either is or you ain't. That's the second law of nature. And when this male and female get together, the number 3, which they call a Holy Trinity, would be your offspring, meaning that you reproducing in Amanya's mind down here now. This is what she's putting you down here for. That's, they call it be fruitful and multiply in the Bible. This offspring is number 3, which is forms what white boy called the Holy Trinity. But see, it starts with female, male, and with the female and male, you get offspring. You can't get an offspring with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You can only get an offspring with a male and a female. You understand what I'm saying? How white boy got confused.
Oh, you lied again, yeah.
Yeah, see, we talk about the lie. We talk about the way Amen Yah say it's supposed to be done versus what we've been taught by subhuman. He told us the Holy Trinity was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Well, where's the mama? That's 8-day creation.
That must be Cedar Springs creation. Cedar Springs creation.
Yeah, we get off into that. That's on down the road. We go in a chronological order. On down the road, we'll see 8-day creation of a man and a woman. It started off as male and a female. And see, we're gonna see in this numbering system to tell you the story. Because it'd be mathematically speaking. These offsprings plus yourself will pick up the number 4. That is the number 4 let you know which is three perpendicular lines. Let you know that you were made out of the four elements. You should never forget how Yah, she's telling you this up here, how you made. You made out of the four elements, and you gonna be the fifth element. Now, Amon Yah said, told us now, when I send you to a pharaoh, you're going to meet a beast man, and his number will be six. He would be what they call mankind, and he would be a man and a woman. He would not be a male and a female when I send this fifth element to Apara. She had told us this up in the sky, that we're going to meet a beast man. We're going to meet a beast man. When we get here, she say, now, if you remember everything that I said in these six steps, I'm going to make the number seven perfect. Perfect. With following the laws of Amon Yah, meaning that at 7 years old, Brother Drew, them 613 laws, your ass is supposed to be able to recite them. If you were a Muslim or Orthodox Muslim or Orthodox Jew, when your ass gets 10 years old, your ass can recite them 613 laws that they keep as part of Amon Yah, what Amon Yah taught us what to do. They ain't doing it correct. But they got part of us teaching in there. It ain't 100%. You hear me, Brother Drew?
Yeah, they got a little in between. Yeah, they got a little in between.
Now, here's what I do know for a fact.
Uh-huh.
When I look back on the numbering systems, when your son got 12, he was complete. He started down here 7 and 8.
Uh-huh.
So you can't tell me that this shit's a lie. See, we're through the stuff. We're through the stuff with the family. Now, the number seven is perfect. At 7 years old, you would be perfect with Amon Yah's law if you was taught right. And that teaching started in the womb, because the mama was supposed to be reciting this laws to the baby so the baby can hear in the womb, pick up the vibration of what to eat and what not to eat. She eat right, programming the baby in the womb. This is the way it's supposed to be. The number eight, which is 1 degrees above perfect. The number eight is two ciphers stacked up on each other. Creates the number eight. It's 720 degrees. Meaning that's 360 degrees stacked up on 360 degrees makes 720 degrees. 7 and 2 is 9. 6 and 3 is 9. It ain't gonna change. The top cipher, belongs to represent Amun-Yah, the lawgiver. The bottom cipher represent Amun-Yah, the one that commanded you to keep the laws. That's the first time in the system that you see Amun-Yah come into the picture, Brother Drew. It's Amun-Yah all the way down. The number 11 the number 9 never changes. Meaning that if you kept the laws, you would be perfect with Amun-Yah, which is the command. You did the commandments of the laws, the lawgiver, you would never change. From number 10, Brother Drew, you'll never change from number 10. The number 11 would mean that you would be one-on-one with Yah. The number 12 would be complete with Yah. Let's go back to number 5. She said, now, for you to get to our Father, I got to turn you upside down, which the cipher won't be on the left, it'll be on the right. Because where you going, you're going to meet a beast man, and he was going to tell you he was right. But you would know he ain't with Amun-Yah because the cipher would be on the right, and your cipher, the number 9, which don't change, is on the left. That's the reason you right from left to right and not right to left. Is you understanding what she's saying to us, Brother Drew?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand well.
We understood. Your babies understood this. I'm doing real slow. See, it don't change. None of this shit changes. It's mathematically speaking. This is the teaching of Amun-Yah versus the teaching of a beast man. You had to break down, and we can see as we broke this stuff down, the one people that educated us was very confused. But they was real crafty. They put it in the language and signs, symbols, and numbers, and didn't teach us right. In other words, you see in the Bible, and the most two important words in the Bible is Yah and Lucifer. Brother Truth. See, those are the most two important words. You only find them words one time in the Bible. And I find a couple of amazing. They're the most two important words you need to know the history of. Because who they taught us Lucifer was, it ain't. Lucifer is a Greek word. It means the enlightened one. It means that it was at one time it started off as a mystery school, mystery of God school. Then they became Masons, and then they became secret societies. That's where it started off, the Luciferian, as they call it in today's society. They say they devil worship them. But they ain't. You had to know who the devil was and what nation of people was devils. Just like it's a nation of people that's Luciferians, it's a nation of people that's devil, it's a nation of people that God, it's a nation of people that's the chosen people of God. It's a nation of people that are emancipated slaves in 2020, and there's a nation of people called the United States of America that they live in. But they are not citizens of that nation of people. They think they citizens, but they are not citizens. They think that they are free, but they not free. And they worship the gods of their oppressor who conquered them to the point where they'll tell you that they are black Gentiles. And that they are a African American. And don't know what they Bible say about them, Brother Drew. Say they the biggest zip goddamn fools that ever shit between two meat assholes. That's what the Bible say about them. But they sleep. They conquered by them words that we gonna go over next week. God, I had them wrote down in my other book, my lecture book. But this, them four words that conquered God. Has conquered the world. The book said that God would conquer the world. Well, God has conquered the world. Right. God is a Germanic race of people. And the gods is white people. The children of the gods is who we call white people, which is the subhuman. And they conquered you because God said, believe in him. And you believe him. The next thing the gods say, love me. You love him. Then he say, have faith in me and hope that I will bless you if you tied to me. Now, this damn word, God, believe in love, faith, tie, hope, blessing, they got your mind.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
them Germanic words got your mind. Conquered of the people that look like me and you, Amanyah's people. And it don't look like only a pitiful few coming out, Brother Drew.
Right.
Because of it, we can see that right now. Shema Yahweh, Yah, Amanyah, Ika, Kamadiyah. Until next week, Brother Drew.
Shema. All right, then. All right, Anya Kadash, too. I didn't greet you, right? Anya Kadash, Kamadiyah.